From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Monday, April 14th. Family and friends of the woman killed in a murder-suicide in Chico earlier this month gathered for a second time to honor her on Friday. The candlelight vigil in Reading saw more than 100 people who attended to mourn the loss of 21-year-old Chico State student Athena Pasadakis. That's after a vigil at the university last week. Among them was one of Pasadakis' close friends and co-workers from her job at Olive Garden, where Pasadakis was a waitress. Graciela Lazo said she felt a childlike joy when she was with Pasadakis.
Her smile, her laughter, it was just so just passionate and genuine, and it's so hard to be like that nowadays, but she never let that, you know, bring her down. She was always herself. And to see everyone here, you know, like, it just shows like how much of an impact that she made and how much she cared about everyone.
Pasadakis was killed by a man she had previously dated after he kidnapped her at gunpoint and led police on a chase that ended in Chico. He then turned the gun on himself. In other news, what's at stake? That's a question being discussed by a panel of Chico State faculty members on campus this week, and it's the name of the panel discussion. The conversation will focus on immigration, civil liberties, and grassroots action. The event is on April 16th at 5:30 at the Performing Arts Center on campus. And just a note, NSPR's broadcast licenses are owned by Chico State. It does not oversee our news production or programming. And the California State Park Pass program is now available at public library branches and will run until December 31st. The program provides library cardholders with free vehicle day use passes at many California state parks. Counties with participating parks include Butte, Tehama, Plumas, Colusa, Glen, and Shasta. And finally, California hosts more than 1,000 invasive plants and animals. Now, there's a new invader, and it could spell trouble for North State lakes and waterways. NSPR's Ken Duvall reports.
Golden mussels have come to California. According to reporting by the Reading Record Searchlight, this East Asian mollusk was first spotted in Northern California late last year, and that has officials worried. Mussels can produce many millions of eggs over their 10 to 20-year lifespans. If this new invader becomes established, it could devastate native aquatic species, damage infrastructure, and degrade recreational fishing. To try to prevent or at least slow the spread of these mollusks, the California Department of Fish and Wildlife is asking boaters to thoroughly wash and drain their watercraft before entering lakes or streams, and anglers to clean their gear. A biologist at Whiskeytown Lake told the paper that golden mussels have already caused significant damage in Argentina and Brazil. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
And those were your headlines for Monday, April 14th. Our theme song is Burrow, and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, you can visit our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.